Week 2, Sunday, First Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I have no fear of death as just an end. My life has not been something to prolong. For every moment when I feel a song spring to my throat, 6 more contend with it for wails and tears. Why should I spend more time at this? But still, if I am wrong, and worse awaits, perhaps, then come a throng of dreads against which I cannot defend. If only I could know, why does he keep us in suspense like this? He told us, true, but that was centuries ago. Can we be certain when there's nothing we can see? But isn't that the point? That's faith. The clue is trust. You'll wake in joy from this brief sleep. May the Master's name be praised from the rising to the setting of the sun. Psalm 113. Praise, slaves of Yahweh, praise Yahweh's name. Yahweh's name is to be blessed from now on forever. The name of Yahweh must be praised from the rising to the setting of the sun, because Yahweh is higher than all the nations, and his glory is higher than heaven itself. Who is like our God Yahweh, whose home is so far above, but who lowers himself to look upon what happens in heaven and the earth beneath it? He lifts the poor from the dirt, and the destitute from the trash bin, to give them seats among princes, even with the princes of his own people. He bestows a home on barren women and makes them happy mothers of children. Hallelujah! Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master's name be praised from the rising to the setting of the sun. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122. I was overjoyed when they told me, we are to go to Yahweh's house. And now we have set foot within your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, a snug, compact city where the tribes come up, Yahweh's tribes, as was sworn to Israel that there they would thank Yahweh's name, because it was there he set up thrones to judge them, the thrones of David's house. Pray then for peace in Jerusalem. May success come to those who love you, and may peace descend upon your walls and prosperity upon your palaces. And for my relatives and friends, I too say, may peace reign within you. And because of the house of our God Yahweh, I will work for your welfare. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Every knee in heaven and earth is to bend at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Reading, Philippians 2:6-11. When he possessed God's form, Jesus did not consider being equal to God something he had to keep hold of. He emptied himself and took the form of a slave, and turned himself into what was the same as a human being. And once he found himself in human shape, he lowered himself so far as to submit obediently to death, and death upon a cross. And that is why God elevated him above everyone else, and gave him the name that is greater than every other name, so that at the name Jesus, every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth is to bend, and everyone's tongue is to acknowledge for God's glory that he is the slave of Prince Jesus. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Every knee in heaven and earth is to bend at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Reading, Colossians 1:2-6. Blessings and peace to you from God our Father. We keep thanking God the Father of our Master Prince Jesus whenever we pray for you, since we have heard of your belief in Jesus the Prince and of the love you have for all the sacred people because of the hope you have stored in heaven, a hope based on what you heard earlier and the facts that you were told in the report of the good news that came to you, as it is now coming to the whole world, and it is becoming productive and growing as it did from the day you first heard and recognized the truth of God's gift. From the rising to the setting of the sun, the Master's name is to be praised. From the rising to the setting of the sun, the Master's name is to be praised. His splendor reaches above the heavens. The Master's name is to be praised. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. From the rising to the setting of the sun, the Master's name is to be praised. When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of all kings coming from the Father, glowing like a bridegroom from the wedding chamber. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of all kings coming from the Father, glowing like a bridegroom from the wedding chamber. God gives help and protection to the people he has chosen to be his heirs. And so let us thank him and announce his goodness. Master, our trust is in you. We pray for our Pope and our Bishop. Please protect them and in your goodness make them holy. Master, our trust is in you. May the sick recognize their union with the suffering Prince, and know that they are completing his work and will join in his happiness. Master, our trust is in you. In your goodness, please have pity on the homeless and help them regain not only their homes, but their dignity. Master, our trust is in you. In your goodness, please give and preserve the produce of the earth so that everyone will have the food he needs every day. Master, our trust is in you. Please protect our country from harm and evil so that it can prosper in your peace. Master, our trust is in you. Master, you are present with your mercy at the side of the dying. Please bestow on them an eternal home. Master, our trust is in you. Master, thank you for the special blessing you bestowed on me today. Master, our trust is in you. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Dear God, our Father, every year we are overjoyed to look forward to this feast of our rescue from sin. Please help us welcome our Prince as our Redeemer and meet him with confidence when he comes to be our Judge, as he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.